I'm Rusty Halverson. Here's what's happening in agriculture. USDA reporting that farmers planted 32 million acres of winter wheat for the 2020-21 growing season. That's up 5% from last year when planted acreage dropped to 30.4 million acres, its lowest level since 1909. Hard red winter wheat area expected to reach 22.3 million acres, up 4% from last year. Increases seen in Kansas, Montana, North Dakota, decreases in Nebraska and Texas. We visited with Reed Christofferson, executive director of the South Dakota Wheat Commission, about the number of acres in the state.
Well, the numbers they came out with for South Dakota, 710,000 acres seeded. And that's up from 630,000 a year ago. So it's about a 13% increase.
I would have to guess that depending on where you're at in the state, that crop may look good. That crop may need some moisture. What have you seen out in the countryside? What are you hearing from some of your producers, Reed?
Well, just looking first at the USDA NAST report, the last condition progress that came out on January 4th, they've been steadily decreasing the good to excellent category over the last 2 months. If you look back into November, we were at 64% good excellent, and now on January 4th, they've downgraded it to 37% good excellent. I think that's largely in response to the very dry conditions that we are seeing. We've had limited snow. We went into the fall dry. It certainly helped with many of the harvest and fall tillage prep type actions, but we might be paying for it on our winter wheat condition. And as we sit here today, central South Dakota projected to be 56 degrees after a couple other days just like that. Saw a picture of a herd of cattle being moved, and the dust was swirling up around them and dry and no snow conditions as they were moving down a farm path.
Reed Christofferson of the South Dakota Wheat Commission. The American Farm Bureau, during its virtual convention this week, naming the 2021 Farm Dog of the Year, the winner this year, an Australian Shepherd, owned by New York Farm Bureau member Sonia Galley. The dog's name is Bindi. For the Growing Harvest Ag Network, I'm Rusty Halverson.